And the revival is the loosening of the string of your tongue. The revival is the sowing of a seed in your heart to say that God didn't just bring you here by accident. He brought you here so he can find a platform from which he will express himself. And you've not known it so for so long. Your heart has been silent. Your words have been few. I hear him tonight like Solomon saying, come out, my beloved, from the cleft of the rocks. Speak to me. It's been a while since I heard from you. Your need has been a terror over you. But tonight the tyranny of need is broken over your life. The oppression of need is broken. You are no more going to be subject to need. You are no more going to be a victim to need. When need comes, you will know that before it came, the Lord knew what need you had. And he had already made provision for it. Because he prepares a table before me. But where? In the presence of my enemies. Right in the midst of your needs. He's not intimidated. Say, oh, how I love. Oh, how I love to praise your name. Say, oh, how I love. Oh, how I love to praise your holy name. Oh, how I love. Oh, how I love. Oh, how I love to praise your name. Say, oh, how I love. Oh, how I love to praise your holy name. Say. Oh, how I love. Oh, how I love to praise your name.
Praise your name.
Help me say.
Say. to declare your praise and to sing your praise. Oh, how I love. Oh, how I love. Oh, how I love to praise your name. Help me to sing.
And bless his name.
Say, oh, how I love.
That's a surrender.
Oh, how I love to praise your holy name.
Oh, how I love.
Oh, how I love.
Yes, how I love.
Oh, how I love
to praise your name.
Oh, how I love
to praise your name. Help me say,
say, say.
Jesus, we thank you tonight. Now, we are coming into to the UK. It's like sneaking in. But by no means is it the end. It's just the beginning. And today we are few. A time is going to come when it will be a movement that will rock this nation. And it will rock other nations. China today is in center stage. And it's because the Spirit has prophesied that the bamboo walls of China will come down. It's unacceptable that a third of humanity dwell in two nations, in China and in India. And the majority of them do not profess Jesus as Lord and Savior. And we have sat down in our comfort zones and nobody is thinking. But the bamboo walls are coming down. And they are waiting for the generation that will get there. God is doing a miracle for us. That's the reason why he asked me to come here. I'm on tour. I leave here and will be in Abuja at the International Conference Center. And then we'll go on to Lagos and we'll be at Planet One in Maryland. And then we'll move on to Accra at the National Theater. We'll be in three campuses in Accra before we get to the theater. I mean in Ghana, the campus at Kumasi, the campus at Cape Coast, the campus at Legon. But honestly, Jesus, I thank you tonight for Pastor Maxine, my sister, for the family of the Hargreaves, for her husband, for the family at Hephzibah, for what you are doing, for the unfolding glory, for other brethren here, for the earth that is moving to make a way for us. The earth was designed to protect us and to save us. When that dragon pursued the eagle and poured forth a flood, it was your earth that opened up its mouth and swallowed it. We are not insecure. You are covering us from heaven, and the earth beneath us is protecting us. Thank you, Jesus. Do what only you can do. If you started it, you will complete it. You are Alpha, you are Omega. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And why don't you put your hands together for you? God bless you. Hallelujah. Let us worship the Lord together as you go. I said amen.